Book 3, The Warrior's Reckoning.
Chapter 31.
The absolute size and majesty of Salamand Dashton staggered Swart Sixclaw when he first saw the mountain. From behind a rocky groin that stretched lengthways across the shore, the warlord sat in council with his captains, while the hordes sprawled across the sands, eating, relaxing, and readying their weapons. Zigu could not resist sneering at Swart's strategy, which was to take the mountain from behind in a pincer movement. The corsair ferret lolled indolently against the rocks, making parries and thrusts at mid-air, practising with his long basket-hilted rapier.
Zounds! Listen to him! Attack the mountain from behind! Methinks I've heard some half-witted schemes in me time, but struth, this one takes the biscuit.
Swart faced the sardonic corsair, holding his temper level.
Well, you were clever enough to lose your ship on the rocks. Let's hear your plan if you don't like mine, Captain Zigu.
Stung by the barb about the loss of his ship, Zigu sketched a swift plan on the sand with his rapier point.
Right you are, warlord. Here's my scheme. The sea at our back is a natural ally. Wait until the last of ebb tide, then form the whole horde up in ranks below the tide line. Obviously, the defenders of yon mountain have nothing like the numbers we possess, and mayhap Salamand Dashton will fall to us by a mere show of power. When they see the might of our horde advancing up the beach, perhaps their nerve will fail.
A murmur of approval rose from the captains, but Swart drew a line through Zigu's plan with the tip of his curved sword.
What was wrong with my plan? Why's yours any better?
He said. Zigu was enjoying his verbal victory over Swart, whom he considered a savage clod.
The fault with your strategy, my good warlord,
he said condescendingly,
is that we leave our backs unguarded. Who can tell what lies in the hills behind the mountain? We could be attacked by those who are friendly neighbours to the Badger Lord. However, if you take my way, it is a two-edged blade. First, we have nothing to lose by a show of strength. Second, it will put fear into the hearts of our enemies.